Chapter 9, Mishnah 3. B'mai d'vrim omrim, all of these previous cases, what are they applying to? B'zmanshu kli, that is when it is an intact utensil, m'chul cheles, and it is loosely fitting inside the door. Doesn't fit inside the door properly. That's all the cases we've been talking about now. It's a complete half, right? It's not broken in any way, and it's loosely fitting inside the door. Doesn't fit tight inside the frame. Because we'll see now what happens if it does. But hasa pechusa ufukuka, if it is broken and then it was plugged bekash with straw. So if it broke and it plugged with straw, so then we're going to see that it is now not considered a utensil. Because it's broken, it now can serve as a tent, as a tent to screen from impurity. So it'll still transmit impurity, but it'll also screen, so it'll prevent impurity from going up. Or a futsa, or it is plugged tightly into the door. And as a futsa, what's considered tight? Kol she'ena tefach mimakum echad, as long as there's no opening of a tefach anywhere between it and the door. So if this is the case, if it is either plugged tightly into the door, now it's considered extension of the house, or if it's broken and plugged with straw, so that there's no tefach opening inside it, then kazas min amas nasun tachteh, if there is a kazas of flesh underneath it, kenegdo ad hatatoim tameh, then from there and down will be tameh, but it won't go up. It won't go up, because now this thing is now considered a tent. It's a tent now. It was a utensil before. Now, because it's broken or connected properly to the house, now it's considered a tent. Al-gaba, if the kazas is on top of it, kenegdo ad harakia tameh, so now it will go up, but it's not going to go down the tameh, the tumah. Babayis ain tama el habayis. If there is tuma in the house, so then only the house is impure. We actually said that in Mishnah 1. If it's in the house, in this case, only the house is impure, because this thing's stuck tightly in the door, and it's not going to come out, right? Besoche, if the kazas is inside it, ain tama el soche. Now, it is going to be impure, but you remember in Mishnah 1, it spread back into the house, because it was a utensil, and the utensil, it spreads out of the utensil. But now it's not a utensil anymore. So now, because it's tightly fit into the door, let's say, it's not going to go back into the house. That's the difference between this case and the Mishnah we were learning before.